All right, Connecticut has been facing elevated brush fire risk. And here's me thinking that it was April, and April showers bring no brush fires. Doesn't really rhyme, but whatever. I've seen so many reports about these. I want to say it's 31 brush fires since the start of the year. East Haven had a brush fire just earlier this week. Shout out to Brantford, North Brantford, East Haven Fire Departments for getting that under control. But to talk a little bit more about the risk that we face here in the state and about what you can do to minimize it, I'm talking today with Christopher Martin. Chris Martin, Forestry Chief with the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection. Chris, thank you for being here. What's up? I thought this was the rainy season. Why is this such a concern right now?
Well, and thank you. Well, it is both. It's both indeed. It's okay. Rain and then it's dry. And in Connecticut, what we see this time of year are times where it sprinkles and rains, and then the very next day we could have a high fire danger rating, which really surprises a lot of people. But it's a combination of low relative humidity and wind, and that coupled with what we call 1 hour fuels, which are leaves and fine twigs that have fallen since last fall onto the forest floor.
Okay.
Those items can dry out within an hour and be ready for ignition.
Well, and I think that that's a great example right there of things that we just tend to not think about, at least those of us who aren't in the industry ourselves. So what are the key factors? What are the major contributing factors to our brush fire risk currently?
So there's two major indices that affect the fire danger rating, and that could be low, moderate, high, very high, or extreme. And one is the spread index, and that's the wind. And the other is buildup index, and that is the number of days since we've last seen precipitation. This time of year, though, the spread index is most influential because the winds can be 20, 30 miles an hour, and you throw that relative humidity down in the 20% range, and it kind of it overrides the buildup index where those fine fuels dry out really, really fast.
All right, so what's Connecticut's current risk level for brush fires? Where are we at?
So we're probably going to be high today or moderate to high. We had a little bit of shower activity yesterday, but quite sporadic. And that's another consideration. As we look to the state, we do an overall statewide average. And so you may have seen rain yesterday afternoon, but another part of the state may have seen nothing.
Right.
And that will average out to an overall rating of high.
Okay. All right. So what should people be doing to minimize the risk? Now, this could be, I suppose, both in the woods and at home. I mean, I know we're talking about brush fires, but, you know, if something lights up a mile from your house and it reaches your house, you're in trouble.
Good point. And I would say 99% of fires in Connecticut are human caused. And so we don't see those lightning strikes. Yeah, it's surprising. Lightning strikes you can see in western U.S., not so much here. Very rare occasion. So if you have a fire in the woods, almost guaranteed a human was involved, most likely accidentally, but sometimes, unfortunately, intentionally. And so folks, what they can do, if you're trying to burn some of your winter debris, the brush and twigs and whatnot, that you may have an open burn permit from your local municipality, those are automatically suspended when the fire danger is high or higher.
And that's right. And that's right now, yeah. Right? So those are all, if you're listening at home, like you're, and you've got your permit. No, you don't.
Yeah, they'll typically issue a permit for several days. So knowing that sometime in that window, likely you'll be able to, you know, get the task done.
Okay.
But it's always best to check in with an open burn official. Oftentimes the burn permit has conditions on it. And one is to make the phone call to your local official to inform them, and they'll verify that you can or cannot go. The other thing is, you know, backyard fire pits, even charcoal grills. They just need to be watched. And, you know, we want people to enjoy the outdoors. We, you know, I enjoy outdoor cooking myself. And you shouldn't really change your plans, but just, you know, be vigilant, situational awareness, have a water source, and never leave a fire that's hot, you know, burning embers unattended.
Okay. And so what about the rain? Like, what about the rain this week? Just taking a cursory glance at my iPhone weather app, as dependable as that may be, I'm seeing that we're going to be getting a you know, at least consistent rain through the weekend. Is that going to bring us back down? Should that bring us back down? Or do you expect this to be a consistent thing through the spring?
I think we're going to be consistently up and down, which is why it's so tricky. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Like today could be high. We get some thunderstorms tonight. It might be moderate or even low tomorrow, but then bump up again. So, yeah, with showers later on this week, and, you know, as I look at the forecast, it's 20 to 30%. You know, it's not going to be a deluge. Maybe Friday will be wetter.
Yeah.
But, you know, sporadic rain in the state is not really going to affect the fire danger rating. It's hit and miss, and we don't count hit and misses. We count, you know, a good rain as really having an impact on the risk.
Absolutely. You know, and before I let you go, it does kind of beg this question. You hear about this a lot in, I mean, obviously, it wasn't last October. It was the October before that we had so many extreme brush fires. And you kind of think of that as the dry season, as the brush fire season. But now we're talking about, you know, spring, despite having all of this rain, we're still at danger. Summer, certainly, as things dry out, there's got to be a danger there. Is there ever really an off period in Connecticut, or is this the kind of thing that people should be aware of all the time?
Well, you know, we have snow cover. Like this past winter, a great winter. You know,
right.
Kind of the winter I grew up with, right? You had snow basically on the ground from December right through March. Mm. Very little risk of fire dangers.
Okay, touche.
So it's spring is typical. Spring is typical brush fire season in Connecticut. Less typical is our summer and fall fires, and that's a different kind of fire. That's a ground fire. And those are drought-induced fires, not so much, you know, surface fuels or surface fires like we see this time of year. The ground fires are just really troublesome. They start burning the peat. They go underground. They're extremely difficult to extinguish. And that's what we saw the fall of 2024, where we had intense rains, record-breaking rains in August, and then the driest 2 months, September and October, on record in history in Connecticut. And that set us up for catastrophe. I mean, thankfully, the loss of life, you know, we had a horrific loss on Lamentation Mountain.
Yeah.
We lost a couple of structures, but it could have been a lot worse. And the fire service in Connecticut, the municipal professionals and volunteers stepped up big time. And over 220 fire starts within 30 days in Connecticut.
Absolutely. And you know what? I've been having a little bit of fun with you because it's great to be able to, you know, get this information and be able to get ahead of it, which it seems like we're doing now. But no, it doesn't. It needs to be said, and I need to thank you for the work that you do at DEEP. And of course, obviously, all of our local fire departments, both the full-time guys, the volunteer guys, everybody. Chris, thank you so much for making the time today and for helping get a little bit of information out there. Hopefully we can minimize the risk this season and all throughout the year. I appreciate you.
All righty. Thank you, sir. Be well.
Forestry Chief Chris Martin, you're listening to The Download on The Voice Connecticut WICC.